Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the Lake Show. Henry was in earlier on Drive Time. Highlights of the show available at WCCRadio.com, the free Odyssey app. I'll be back tomorrow. Tech Talk. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney following the news at 4. We'll have college football final, championship games, and major college football. We've got FCS playoffs. We'll keep an eye on those scores as well. And then, of course, D2, D3 playoffs. And big D2 showdown in Mankato. Bemidji State, Minnesota State, familiar foes out of the Northern Sun go at it. And the voice of the Beavers, Kevin Reed, joins us. And, Kev, how about that? Third round of the playoffs, and you guys get the Mavs again.
Well, yeah. I mean, I knew that at some point they were going to break the schneid in the second round. I was a little concerned when it was 19-7 in favor of Western Colorado that it wasn't going to be last Saturday. But, again, the Bemidji State Beavers just find a way. They just keep playing. They just keep grinding. And they return a fumble recovery. And the next thing you know, they win 20-19. It's just it's one of those years. And I think we're, you know, this game tomorrow, we're seeing two teams where they're both saying it's just one of those years. You know, the first two games that Mankato has won have been in, you know, some kind of charmed fashion as well, with some late turnovers by their opponents and some big field goals to win some games. So it should be very interesting tomorrow, Mankato, and it's going to be toasty. I mean, we're going to be in the 40s, for goodness sake.
Right. I know when you were out in Colorado, the night before the game, it was really cold. It was well below zero.
Try 22 below. Yeah, that's where it was in Gunnison, Colorado. But, you know, and we were predicted then to get up into the 20s the next day. We didn't quite get that warm. But in the sunshine, it wasn't horrible, but it was chilly. You know, out there on the sidelines, I was told by many people that it was downright cold. But there was no wind. So that was the big thing last week that helped not only the temperature, but the game itself. It didn't really matter which direction you were going because there was no wind to deal with. I think it's supposed to be about that tomorrow. I don't think it's supposed to be too windy in Mankato. You know, having a chance to talk with both coaches this week, they both said the same thing. It's going to come down to mistakes and who is able to recover better from their mistakes and who can capitalize on the other team's mistakes, because these teams are pretty evenly matched in terms of talent and depth. That's what they both coaches believe that's what it's going to come down to.
Yeah, and I'm glad the weather is going to be, for early December in these parts, really pretty nice. Sunny, light winds, temps in the 40s. You know, you can't complain about that, so that's a good thing. But I want to go back to Colorado. Go down to Texas in round one, Bemidji State wins. Go out to Gunnison, Colorado, get a win there. And it sounds like it, not only a phenomenal win for the Beavers, but one of those where it's kind of like you could hardly wait to get out of Dodge and get home.
There were a few folks that were disgruntled in Gunnison, let's put it that way, after the game last week. Everyone in Texas was very gracious. I was very surprised. We were talking about Texas.
Yeah, you know, Texas
football,
football is down
there. But everyone was a pat on the back, and you boys know what you're doing, and off we went. But in Colorado, there were a few people that were upset with the outcome, but I'm not going to let a few bad apples spoil the whole bunch. For the most part, the folks in Gunnison were very good to us. But, this team just keeps finding a way. You know, they lost the game in Winona, and it was like, okay, here we go, playoffs week minus two. We've got to win every game and see what happens at the end. And they've had their backs against the wall for five straight weeks now, and they've come up with W's. It's all really due to the defense. No matter what mistakes come from the offense or the special teams or when the defense itself makes a mistake, the defense has this team's back for everyone. And they have done that now for five straight weeks. And, overcoming pick sixes and 11-yard punts and bad snaps that almost rolled into the end zone on punt attempts and missed extra points and field goals. This defense always rebounds and always keeps the team on track.
Yeah, Kev, who are the key guys on defense? If you had to point out to, one or two who are, kind of the clear leaders, or is it just really all 11?
Well, it's really all 11, but the front seven and the pressure that they can put on not only the passing game but the running game. Yeah. Last week in Western Colorado, the last two drives of the game, they combined for three sacks, including a sack on the final play of the game to ice it. Up front, Marco Cavallaro, who's a senior out of Newport, and Stephen Hoffman, who's a grad student out of St. Paul. Those two big guys inside at the tackle positions up front have really done a job. We know how good Marcus Hansen is out of Waseca on the end. And we don't want to overlook the other two, Cade Barrett and Eli Conan, who rotate on the other end, and the kind of pressure that they bring. Colton Heinrichs is leading the team in tackling, a linebacker. All of those linebackers, he, Jacob Dreetz, and Cam Gothard have all led the way. And the secondary, which was the question mark of the defense, has really stepped up in the last several weeks, played really well, had good coverage, made plays on the ball, got those two big interceptions in Texas in the first round. So it really is a team game, but I would say it's sort of like baseball for these guys. The guys up the middle, Cavallaro and Hoffman on the line, and then the linebackers, Dreetz and Heinrichs, in the middle of everything, are really, cementing this defense.
Well, it's been a great run, Kev, and fun to visit with you. And quite a call at the end of the game. You've been in this business a long time. I've been in this business a long time. You know, comebacks, big wins like that, it makes it all worthwhile, because, you see plenty of blowouts and games that are forgettable, but, the good ones make it worthwhile.
Absolutely. The minute that ball hit the turf and Gabe Ward came up with it, I'm like, well, let's see how far he can get. And then he made the first player miss for Western Colorado, a wide receiver, and then I realized he's just got to outrun linemen from this point forward. And he was our player interview for this week's pregame, and I asked him, I said, when did you know you had the touchdown? He said, well, it was about the 30-yard line. I looked up at the big scoreboard at the end with the video on it, and there was no one around me. And he hesitated, and then he said, and that's about the time the altitude hit. He said, if anyone would have been around me, they would have caught me, because I started to slow down because I could not breathe.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a wonderful win for Bemidji State. Both coaches this week also mentioned that with these two teams in the regional finals, maybe the rest of the football world is going to start sitting up and taking notice of the Northern Sun and how good it is as a football conference top to bottom. That was one of the things that both of them said this week, and they've said it several times. So hopefully it is true. Hopefully the rest of the nation is looking at the bracket and going, hey, we got two teams that were unseeded because they had three losses. Maybe that Northern Sun Conference has got something going on over there.
Yeah, and we talked about it all year, how good Augustana was. Sioux Falls didn't even make it. They're a very good football team. They took it to St. Thomas in the season opener this year.
Yeah, and they had some big wins along the way as well against some other opponents. They were 2-2 at one point of the season after they lost to Bemidji State, and they came back and wound up 8-3. It just didn't work out for them numbers-wise. But, yeah, there's some very good teams in the Northern Sun, and that's why you saw three teams from the Northern Sun get in with three losses.
Yeah. Well, Kev, always good to visit with you. Good luck tomorrow, and then hopefully we can visit after the game.
Yeah, I'll be, again, you know, I got my hockey guy breathing down my neck. He's in Michigan, okay. So he's in the Eastern time zone. So I've already been informed that my post game needs to be very, very quick. So I'm sure I will have some time to give you a ringer tomorrow afternoon at the end of the game from Blakeslee Stadium.
All right. Sounds good, Kevin. Thank you.
Oh, by the way, I think your neighbor's pretty smart. I think I'd be doing exactly what your neighbor does with the leaves.
Yeah, just leave them out there
and let them blow into your yard, pal.
Yeah. And I was so diligent, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure your yard was spotless. Absolutely, I know how on top of those things you are. So
yeah, I mean, I'm into it. I stood there. I should have taken a photo to prove how clean it was. And now it's just a disaster.
Yeah, I would have said no picture, no happen. I mean, I would have wanted some proof that your yard was spotless before all of your neighbors' leaves got in there.
Yeah. Maybe it'll get warm enough this weekend where I can go out there and clean up some of the damage. All right, Kevin, we'll visit tomorrow, we hope.
All right, thanks, Steve.
There he is, Kevin Reed, the voice of the Bemidji State Beavers. Once again, Bemidji State takes on Minnesota State in Mankato in the regional final. That's the quarterfinals of that tournament, D2. So one of those teams will advance to the national semifinals. And then, of course, D3, as we mentioned, St. John's at home against Susquehanna from Pennsylvania. And then Bethel on the road in Iowa against Wartburg. Once again, the Johnnies 1-2, and Johnnies and Royals 1-2 in the MIC this year. And they're through to the third round. 13 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock. Vegas getting a ballpark. We'll get into that in a moment here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Whoa, okay, this one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh, the T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing! Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.